Guess who's back? I'm back again. Come on. Guess who's back? I'm back again. So childish. Okay, this is the future host. And, I missed an episode last week. Do we do an intro or we just go on into that aeroplane? Shut the fuck up, I'm recording. I have a story that happened yesterday. So, okay, someone also need to stop me from buying clothes. I have nowhere to go. Stop buying clothes, Donata. You have nowhere to go. I went to look for some things. When I say things, I mean clothes. No, but my main issue, my main agenda was get Nini my facial mask ingredient. But I end up in the clothes section. I don't know who took me there. Who took me there? And the dude was listening to a football stream match. And I'm like, do people still do this thing? Do people still, you know, my granddad. My granddad used to do that, and I think he still does. No, but yeah, I kinda understood that, cause it's an old thing where people, how many times am I going to say it's an old thing? It's an old thing where people used to listen to live match on the radio. And it's still a thing after today. But why are young generation listening to these football match? They should be streaming them live. So the dude was, we were like three of us. So he has the two which teams they are supporting today. And they were like, blah, 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 blah. I didn't hear them. And then he asked me, and I'm like, I don't watch football. I don't listen to football. And like, why? I don't know. I think at this point, Mwachamila. I should have known there was a football match, but I didn't know. I don't know at what point I lost interest in following what's happening in the football world. But here's the thing. I don't know the FL, the Football League timetable, but I know the NBA timetable. So I think I kind of graduated from this to this. But that's not the thing. If I follow the NBA, that's why I get to have I get to be on top with what's happening in the NBA. And back then, I used to love football. Like, I will not miss a football match. And it was fun when you come in the morning or on a Monday and you guys were just talking about the football team. You know which team lost, you know which team won. And it was a nice experience. I don't know at what point I lost interest in football. So I kind of felt disappointed that this is one thing I loved growing up. I know people outgrow some things, but football is a big, you guys don't know, you guys don't understand how big football in Kenya is. Football is a big deal. Let's go back to, I have a story about football in 2007. Matches will start from 4 till 8. And I think they made it a normal thing where when it's around 4:30 to 5, they will start shooting endlessly. You will hear gunshot coming away. So this day we have the village teams. We have this team playing with that team. I was a kid, and I should not have gone for these matches. I don't know what we were going to do there, and I think I was alone on this one. No, I went alone, but I know my two uncles were there too. Huge fan of football. So we went for that because I was there to support my team. You need to support your people. Speaking of support, let me pause the football. Speaking of support, am I the only one who likes name dropping everywhere? I will see you looking at shoes, blah blah blah, and I'll ask, do you need shoes, blah blah blah. I know a friend. I like name dropping thing. I know I'm broke, I can't support them, but I will make someone do that. And I think it's a nice thing. People should do that. People should do that. The other day I met a dude and a friend of my friend, and we were talking about YouTube videos. This guy went straight ahead and like, have you watched Nani's videos? I'm like, no, I haven't. Give them names, push their names out there. Back to football. So we were watching the match. We were like halfway through. Tua, gunshots. I don't want to talk about the gunshot, but I want to talk about the match. And we used to have this song where if we won, we will. There's something the Swahili called gwaride. Gwaride, it's more of just drums and people singing and just going around the areas, blah blah blah, telling people they have won, just a celebration. And those are fun times, those are fun memories of football. Oh, I need to go back to football, I need to go back and start watching football. Good days, good old days. Did I introduce myself? Did I? Oh my god, I can't remember. Did I introduce the podcast? No, I did not. Okay, let's do this. Hi guys, welcome to the Future Podcast, and I'm your host, Donata Odhiambo. Today is, oh my god, August. Where is August going? Where the fuck are you going? Today is the 23rd. Yes, I say that right. 23rd. I can't talk. 23rd of August. It's on a Monday. Okay, on another story is, I fell in love, guys. I fell in love. I fell in love. I know. Thank you so much if you're happy for me. No, but the thing is, I went somewhere, that's why I didn't record last week. So on my way there, I took a bus, the public bus. As you guys know, we are back to full capacity where there's no one seat left. We fill all the seats. So I went in and then someone comes and sits next to me, and it was this huge muscle guy with tattoos, blah blah blah, and sat next to me. So, and it was the three seat side, and he's in the middle, and then there's another one person, and I'm squeezed to the window. Dude receive a phone call and he's like, yo, I'm coming, I'm on my way, give me like 5 minutes, I'll be there. After around 2 minutes, I am seeing a leg shake, and I'm like, what is going on? So this guy is vigorously shaking the leg. And at this point, he's just not shaking his, he's shaking both of us. And I'm like, I need to concentrate on what I'm going to think. I'm not going to be sitting here and thinking about you shaking my leg. We need to sort this out before anything happens. And I can't stay here for like 5 minutes for you to even get off the bus, which I know it was not going to be 5 minutes. But here's the thing. Someone may be saying, why could you not like move? No, I was at the end of it. I was not like uncomfortable, but I was just comfortable sitting there because it was not squeezing me, but I was at the right spot. So, and I'm like, okay, let's solve this thing. I go, you're shaking your leg and it's shaking me. Are you okay? He goes, no, I'm not okay. Oh my God. I don't know why I'm using this voice, but we are going with it. I'm not okay. I'm going to meet someone. Guys, this is the person I just met. And you know when people ask you, what was your first thought when you met me? Or when you first saw me? So mine was this guy with the muscle, looks like a gangster. And he has... he's the type not to care about shit because... he's giving me a gangster vibe. And to my surprise, this guy was so nervous because he was going to meet a guy. What the fuck? Okay. So it's like, I'm going to see someone. And I'm like, why are you nervous though? I'm like, this is the first time. No, we're still going on with the, with this voice. Keep up. This is my first time I'm meeting her, and I don't know how I feel, but yeah, I'm like, are you excited about it? She's like, yeah, yeah. And I'm like, oh my god, you're in love. I could see his smile through his eyes because he had a mask on. Oh, thank god the music was not so loud because we could communicate with him. And no, he proved me wrong, guys. Gangster can also fell in love. This is crazy. It's crazy. This dude was giving me, I don't give a shit about ladies. I don't care about them. I'm just here to work out and get my leg day and my body fit right. But this guy was nervous because of a girl. Do you guys understand how sweet that is? That is the sweetest thing. I'm not saying people with the muscles can't fall in love. I'm just saying, from the perspective of how I stop judging people, Donata. The perspective of how I view him was, is someone who is not interested in some soft feelings. Ew. But here he is, his son of us, he's meeting this girl for the first time. And I'm like, so how long have you guys been talking? He says 6 months. What is going on? What is going on? You know when I am like, okay, this is a gangster in love, and then now I'm like a gangster who can talk to someone for like 6 months without seeing her. I'm gonna need to take a break. Let me just take a break now. That was so sweet. That was so sweet. I mean it. I kind of like loved it. I'm like, can I get such a love where you don't give me much of toxic masculinity in you? Cause this dude is kind of rigid at this, not rigid, flexible with his masculinity. And yeah, that was amazing. I wish I saw the guy. Love. Ew. Ach, du. I hate love. No, but that was so sweet. That was so, so sweet. And people need to stop judging. No, Donata need to stop judging people. Yeah, we kind of had the whole conversation throughout, but I didn't get the name. He's from my place anyway. I'm sure I will see him one of these days, because we took the same bus from the same, station or bus point. I know I will maybe see him one day, and I will need to get update on the date, how it went. It was a coffee date. It was in the morning. They even go for coffee dates. What? What the fuck? Oh no. I love him for her. Deserve her. No, she deserve him. Yeah, she deserve him. That was so sweet. It's amazing. But yeah, love is a beautiful thing when you have the right people doing it. Gangster in love. It's a crazy world, right? It's a crazy world. And I'm not saying if you don't have muscle. Here's the thing. When I look at people, or when I look at someone that I can, let me say my ideal type. When I'm looking at my ideal type, it's not all about the muscle part. For me, when it comes to physical, I think of the beard. I'm obsessed with beards. At this point, I need to start growing my own beard. And I don't want to talk about them. I don't want to talk about muscles and people who don't have muscles and how they behave. But this is someone I don't know, a stranger that just expressed his feelings to me, and I'm like, I'm nervous. You know, when I asked, I knew he was just going to like snub me and just maybe move the other side, or maybe find a way, or maybe stop shaking the leg. But this dude was kind, or I don't know if courageous enough or open enough to express his feeling. I know some men would be like, ah, what was that? But that was nice. He actually stopped the shaking of the leg because we kind of talk all the way through. And yeah, I just wanted to make sure this dude is okay and he's not going to burn his mouth with coffee going there. So don't be nervous. And boys, please, dates. Let's normalize dates. Let's normalize coffee. Let's normalize lunch. Let's normalize coffee in the evening. Let's normalize dinner. Let's normalize movie dates. Just dates in general. They are so amazing. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. Oh, before I forget, I have people from Brazil. We're coming from London to Brazil. I have Brazil and Iran. Thank you so much, guys, for listening, and the rest of the countries, my people. Thank you, guys, for listening to the Future Podcast, and I've been your host, Donata Odhiambo. See you in my next episode. I don't know when it will come out, but yes, my next episode. Thank you so much. Kamsahamnida. Asante sana. Okay, I need to stop. And I'm out.